Hey, you want that to go?
Time for some takeouts this morning. And for a moment, let's continue that conversation we were having about gridlock in Washington. This is actually something that Vice President Joe Biden was talking about yesterday with our own Todd Zwillick after the new Massachusetts Senator Scott Brown was sworn in. Here's what Joe Biden had to say.
It is a useful tool. It's legitimate. But I, from my perspective, it has been, having served here, having been elected to the Senate 7 times, I've never seen a time when it's become sort of standard operating procedure. You want to get anything done, you have to have a supermajority. And I really mean this, unrelated to whether or not Barack and I are sitting down in the West Wing now. Any president in the future having to move through anything he or she wants, requiring a supermajority, is just, it's not a good way to do business. So hopefully, I don't have the answer. You're about to ask me the, I don't know what the answer is.
So we're joined now by Takeaway Washington correspondent Todd Zwillick. Todd, that's part of the conversation you had with Joe Biden yesterday. He clearly sounds very frustrated. Was this frustration also reflected during his time that he spent as a senator?
Well, when Joe Biden was a senator for, what did he say? Was elected 7 times to the Senate. He didn't serve that 7th one because he became VP. But he used the filibuster just like most senators do. He was never leader. But Biden is frustrated, like all Democrats are frustrated right now by the filibuster. But he stopped short of what some Democrats are calling for, and we've covered it on this show, changing the filibuster rule or making it 55 or 52. He didn't say that because that would be sort of another nuclear option. But he is sensing the frustration from the White House. He says the president is frustrated as well. And what he's hoping for is some relief from what he calls the spasm of partisanship.
We'll see if there's any movement in the future. Thanks so much, Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent.